The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. I'm going to be talking today about another issue that I think is worth talking about. It doesn't get any mention at all in the media, but I'm sure that people talk about it in their one-on-one conversations with friends or family members, or maybe they just think about it in their off moments. But there's an issue that we really should be discussing, and that is, are you a Republican or a Democrat? Or you might say you're an independent. But do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat? Because I'm not so sure, at least in the Congress itself, that there's any difference at all between them. If you look at it, you would like to think that the Republicans are more for business, large enterprise, fiscal responsibility, conservative values, doing things by slow and easy measure, being cautious. And the Democrats are for the little guy, for people, for ensuring that government is there as a safety net. But is this true? Is this true? And again, I go back. I think I'm beginning to see a pattern in what I present here on the show during this period anyway, of how our beliefs affect us and what we say and how we present ourselves. Because if we really believe that there's a difference between them, we're not looking very closely anymore. Because it took both the Democrats and the Republicans to put us into this predicament. It's not just because of Republican dominance in one house or the other. And it's not because of Democrat dominance in one house or the other. Or who's president, obviously, either. Because we still have wars that are costing $1 billion every other day that aren't wars to begin with, that are robbing us of the things our country desperately needs to thrive again, to be the envy of the world again, to offer its citizens a good life. We don't have that. We don't have it because the money is going into the military, into the Pentagon budget, the defense budget, at our expense. The drones are up there keeping an eye on us, right? But where are the programs to ensure that every kid in this country gets a decent education in a school that isn't crumbling, that isn't too hot, so, you know, that he can or she can study and keep their mind on the subject rather than just being absolutely miserable? I taught in a school like that. And again, it was an inner city and it was a poor district, and there are none of the nice standards that are required in the suburban schools. Until we fix our schools, until we fix our infrastructure, and we're not sitting, I also live in a city with rivers, and there are bridges over these rivers that have been proclaimed unsafe, and they still sit there. Why is that? Because there's no money. Why do we have police forces that are losing their pension funds? There is no money. Why do we have teachers who are losing their pensions and who are being laid off when we need more, not fewer of them? Because we have no money. Why are cities not offering services that they used to offer? Because they have no money. Same at the state level, same at the county level. What's so ironic is that Americans, the majority of Americans, do not want us in these so-called wars that are just draining the coffers and leaving so many in this country hurting, suffering, impoverished, and unnecessarily forced from their homes or their jobs. We don't have to be this way. The money's there. The allocation of the money is what's in question. this brings me back to the topic of, is there a difference between Democrats and Republicans? I don't think so at all. I think they're all being put into office by the people who have the most money, who can put the most convincing ads on the air, true or not. And today, most of them aren't true. People can lie with impunity. Nobody gets sued for defamation of character. There is no truth in advertising. And we're just being fed stuff. We don't know which end is up anymore. We don't know who we can believe anymore. Because, by and large, we have become a culture of liars. And people lie with impunity everywhere. From the guy who's down at this corner store trying to tell us that his product is better, to the car dealer, to the insurance man, to the politician, to the TV ad. Everybody's lying. There are ads on TV about Exxon and how they've just done such wonderful work cleaning up the spill, which is baloney. I have a child who lives down by the Gulf. That's baloney. Those shrimp aren't fit to eat. The water has been contaminated with Corexit, a chemical that is causing all kinds of symptoms from numbness to paralysis to death. And are we hearing about this? No, we're not hearing about this because there's also no media, liberal or conservative in general. What we have is a media that's corporate, and it is going to say what serves the corporations. The people who have the money are controlling us and yanking our strings every which way but the right way. We are not getting the kind of information we need to make informed judgments and to do things that we would do if we knew the truth. So I think we're looking here at a government system that has really collapsed, except that externally we can't tell that. Externally, we still have the legislature, we still have the beautiful buildings in Washington, we still have all of the trappings of government, the people in suits and, you know, the microphones there, but it's not anything of substance. So many deals must be going on behind the scenes because the decisions that are being made are coming down against us. Why, for instance, has no one, neither the Congress nor the President, who can issue an executive order if nothing else, why has no one stepped in to prevent police in various cities across this country from beating and tasing and gassing peaceful demonstrators? Where in the world does that come from? This is supposed to be the land of the free, isn't it? This is supposed to be a country where we have a right to assemble peaceably, where we have a right to air our grievances. That's enshrined in our Constitution, for Pete's sake. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. We're crushing unions. They're being knocked out of existence, and those people have a right to come together to make sure that they have adequate wages and benefits to provide for their families. That's always been bedrock policy for the United States, is that people have a right to an income and a right to the kind of an income that will allow them to have a home and to have a family. There is nobody saying we should get out of Afghanistan, we shouldn't be in Iraq, we shouldn't be in Syria unless we're there to stop violence. This is not a Congress that's doing anything other than padding its own coffers and making sure it can get reelected. So if we tend to identify even as an independent, or if we identify as a Tea Partier or a Green Partier or whatever the various designations are, we need to be aware that we really basically probably share pretty much the same beliefs, that government should not be intruding into women's reproductive choices any more than they are allowed to interfere in men's reproductive choices. The government should not be putting any single dogma, single tenet of any specific religion into government. Doesn't belong there, never has been there, should not be getting put there. Government has no right stopping people from doing what we are guaranteed we have the right to do in our Constitution. The Constitution itself doesn't exist anymore as an operative document. And that's tragic. That is truly, truly sad. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.